This is Morning Edition on KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Brain. Calls to Arkansas's child abuse hotline have increased as coronavirus restrictions have been lifted. KYR's David Monteith reports on how the pandemic has impacted identifying and supporting abused children.
Last April, when much of the state shut down in response to the pandemic, calls to Arkansas's child abuse hotline dropped significantly. Teachers, the group most likely to spot and report suspected maltreatment, had shifted to virtual classrooms and were having less interaction with students. Dan Mack, administrator of the Arkansas State Police's Crimes Against Children hotline, says there were nearly 3,000 fewer calls than normal last April. But that has changed in recent months.
Schools have opened up, so more virtual students are now attending in person, especially after this last Christmas break. So we're seeing a kind of a steady increase.
Mack says the hotline received nearly 10,000 fewer calls in 2020 compared to the year before. As experts feared, that didn't mean abuse declined, just the reporting. There are 17 children's advocacy centers in the state that offer a range of support for abused children and their caregivers. Elizabeth Pulley, the organization's executive director, says the number of in-person visits increased even as calls decreased. Children's advocacy centers also provide training to help people, like teachers, identify potentially abusive situations. When schools went virtual, Pulley says the centers looked for additional resources and partners.
Delivery services, if it was FedEx or UPS or food delivery, those were still going to people's houses. And are they aware? What are signs? Did they see something odd? And, just really kind of looking at different ways to get our foot in the door to talk about child abuse, how to use the hotline.
Mack says those new partnerships may have contributed to a change in the types of people reporting abuse.
We did see an increase of calls being made by delivery personnel or personnel who were making service calls. They may have been maybe a cable provider, or maybe they were a plumber, or they were a maintenance person in an apartment complex.
Similar to the advocacy centers, Dr. Karen Farst, a pediatrician who specializes in child abuse cases at Arkansas Children's Hospital, says the number of children being seen for abuse at the hospital didn't decrease last year. Farst says there were even small increases in some types of maltreatment cases.
The other thing that we've seen in the short run that we kind of need to keep following it forward, but the severity of cases over really kind of the calendar year of 2020 was higher than the severity of cases for calendar year 2019.
As more of the state gets vaccinated and pandemic restrictions are relaxed, reports of maltreatment are expected to continue rising. Farst says support organizations like the Department of Human Services will be focused on improving the circumstances for families to prevent repeated abuse.
I think a lot of people think that when DHS takes custody of a child, that's just kind of it, and the family has lost the child. But there's actually a lot of work that goes into a case if a child comes into custody to try to improve the family situation, strengthen things, and try to get that family back together, because we know that kids will do better in the long run if they can safely be with their family.
Since 1983, April has been National Child Abuse Prevention Month. Arkansans who suspect a child is being abused can call the state hotline at 1-800-482-5964 or 1-844-728-3224. You can find those numbers on our website at kuar.org. David Monteith, KUAR News.